So what are the threats that we're here to talk about today? We've got a couple of different concerns: external threats and internal threats. So externally, that is kind of what we're all afraid of. It's what we all think about when we think of cyber attacks. Think of state-sponsored attackers. Really, though, that is where we're looking. Those are countries that are looking for actual information that they may use. You know, we frequently see these from a lot of Eastern European countries, you know, some Asian countries. And really, they're targeted on industries, specific industries. We do see that a lot in the energy industry because you have a lot of information, a lot of important information that those countries are very interested in. And that's a real concern on the energy side. I would say that state-sponsored events, they kind of ebb and flow. I think we've saw a lot of state-sponsored over the last year. It's kind of slowing down a little bit right now, but I would suspect that that may pick up again soon. And that kind of goes hand in hand with the cyber espionage. That can be a little more targeted. You know, we see that a lot with education, or if you've got part of a, say there's an energy company that has a research facility, that's part of it as well. That's where we see a lot of the espionage issues. Hacktivists, it's kind of a fun term we've come up with. Fun term, excuse me, to cyber people. A hacktivist is someone that's basically an activist. It's the people that we're used to seeing out protesting, but they have developed new methods. If they've got an issue with how, and frequently we see this with pipelines, if we've got an issue with really what their position is, hacktivists have started working with you know, with cyber criminals to be able to shut down the companies. So that's really something that is targeted towards the companies that are more on the forefront of things and with energy across the board. We really see hacktivists there. That is really kind of a difficult one to maneuver through because it's people that they're there for a position. They're not there for money. So you've really got to work with them and see what it is that they want and how you can work through this and how to best protect from even being subject to those kind of attacks. And then a little less exciting are vendors. We work with a ton of vendors. Every company does. You need to know that vendor's security protocols. You need to know what is their management system for security. What happens when they get hacked? What happens when your vendor gets hacked and then they've got access to your information? You need to know what their protocols are for responding and how you can work together to best protect your information when you enter into those vendor agreements. And just be aware that that is out there. And that's something that's constantly at the forefront of these attacks. Now, internal threats, pretty unexciting, but I would venture to say is probably the biggest concern and something you can try to control, but you may not be able to. Employee negligence and ignorance. We've all gotten phishing emails, and that would be probably how pretty much all of these incidents start. Not all of them, but a very high percentage. Someone that reads these emails, and one, it's either people that really do fall prey to how these emails are set up, and they can sometimes be very specific. They learn how someone functions. They learn how someone normally speaks to their, you know, their assistant, to their clients, to their vendors, and they copy that, and they're very good at tricking people. So people fall for that, or people are just straight up just not paying attention. They get something, there's a link in it, they think it looks interesting, they click on it. And the next thing you know, you've downloaded malware onto your system, and now your whole company's dealing with it. Malicious employees, that's very rare. We see that in just minimal incidents, I would say. You know, I don't have the statistic right next to me, but I want to say it's under 1%. But really, that employee negligence and the ignorance, that's what we try to focus on preventing. And really education. That's why I don't know if some of you and your companies have ever sent out little phishing tests. You get the email and you click on it. And if you click on it, you get maybe a big red screen that screams at you and tells you that it was a phishing email and you failed. Or my favorite was an old firm of mine actually had a loud noise that rang out. And so basically everyone on your hallway knew that you clicked on the wrong one. That's the point of those programs, is to try to prevent that, because we can't completely stop human error. But we can try, and that's based on education. So those are our biggest concerns.